This podcast is brought to you by BetRivers. Download the BetRivers app from the App Store or Google Play Store. Must be 21. Available in Ohio only. Void where prohibited. Terms and conditions apply. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Sports gaming is provided in partnership with Dayton Real Estate Ventures, LLC, DBA, Hollywood Gaming at Dayton Raceway.
You're listening to The Bullpen with Adam the Bull on the BetRivers Network.
Welcome, everybody, to the latest edition of The Bullpen with Adam the Bull, brought to you by BetRivers. And on today's breaking news podcast, it's not good breaking news. I wish I could be bringing you breaking news that the Browns have acquired a great player, or the Guardians decided to make a trade for some power, or that Donovan Mitchell was 100% healthy and the Cavs were going to be in good shape for the playoffs. Unfortunately, none of those things happened. The breaking news today is bad news. In fact, it's terrible news. Shane Bieber has a torn UCL in his elbow, and he is gone for the year. This came completely out of left field, and we'll talk about it on this emergency breaking news edition of The Bullpen with Adam the Bull, brought to you by Bet Rivers.
You're in the bullpen with Adam the Bull on the Bet Rivers Network.
When I got the news on this morning, I saw Zach Meisel tweet this, and for a second I was like, that's got to be fake, right? Zach Meisel got hacked, or it's a fake Zach Meisel. For those who don't know, Zach is the Guardians beat reporter for The Athletic. And I went to my emails, and I'm checking stuff out, and I call my guy Jason Lloyd, who also writes from The Athletic. Is this true? What's going on? Yes, it's true. So here's the deal. I also saw somebody from the Guardians today before doing this podcast where I got some information. So Shane Bieber, who was beyond lights out, if the season ended today, he'd be the Cy Young in the American League. Sadly, it does not. Shane Bieber was lights out in his first two starts, 20 strikeouts, one walk, no runs. I think he gave up, I don't know, 8-10 hits. Doesn't matter. He had been lights out. Six innings, both starts. And both starts, he only went 80, I think 81 or 83 pitches, something like that, low 80s. In the first start, you were like, well, okay, I understand why he came out after six because they're blowing him out against Oakland. But in his second start against Seattle, the game was still relatively close, and he seemed angry when he was coming out of the game. So I think we all thought, and I know I certainly did, oh, he's frustrated because they pulled him out. He wants to stay in longer. Makes sense. He could have gone maybe seven, even eight innings. What we now find out today is that the reason he was angry is because he knew there was something wrong. Apparently, Shane Bieber was throwing with a ton of pain both of these first two starts. You could never have guessed it by how he pitched, how great he was, but apparently that was the case. And after the second start, I don't know if it was worse, the pain from the first start. I assume it was. They decided to have it checked out. And unfortunately, the terrible news, they probably got it yesterday. And the Guardians held a press conference earlier today, and we find out that he's done for the year. This is as devastating a loss as a baseball team can have. We've talked about, you know, in the beginning of the season, I picked the Guardians to finish. I can't remember if I picked them second or third now. I don't have it in front of me. But I did not pick them to win the division, but I thought it was possible that they could. They had gotten off to such a magnificent start. You couldn't have asked for a better start to the season for them to go 6-2 with two games still to go in Minnesota, one of them going on as I record. And before they come home Monday and have the home opener with the Eclipse and the women's Final Four in town and the Greeny Card Show in town and everybody going nuts, having a great weekend. And Shane Bieber was supposed to be on the mound against the White Sox in the home opener at 5 p.m. on Monday. And now that will not happen. Now, this incredible start that they're off to, which hopefully will continue, has a wet towel hanging on top of it. It is a major bummer. There's no way around it. As excited as I've been for the start of the season, it's hard to have any, no matter how well they play right now, it's hard to have a lot of enthusiasm and excitement. I'm going to try to keep it up. And the reality is is that in baseball, you never know, right? You never know what's going to happen. But for a team that was relying so much on its starting rotation that if the I think we all agree that if the Guardians were going to make the playoffs, it was going to be on the arms of their starting rotation and mostly on their ace, their former Cy Young winner, who dealt with injury last year, was brilliant in his first two starts. It felt like Shane Bieber could lead the way to them getting into the playoffs, and now that's gone. It's not even a possibility he's going to come back this year. In fact, he'll probably miss parts of next the beginning of next season as well. Not probably, he will. There's no, the Guardians, unlike last year where they brought up Tanner Bibee and brought up Gavin Williams and brought up Logan Allen, there is no equivalent to that this season. Their best pitching prospect in the system now is Daniel Espino. He's been their top pitching prospect for a while. And he's out for the year. He's been a guy who's been hurt for a million years. And he remains out. So he is not an option. So when you look at what the Guardians have, they don't have anybody. That's the bottom line. They have no legitimate replace. Forget a top prospect. They don't have a legitimate starting pitcher, really, in the minors that is ready to go. You look at their options in the minors or in the bullpen. You got Hunter Gaddis, who struggles as a starter. He's much more fitted to be a relief pitcher. You look at Xavion Curry, who they had last year. You look at Ben Lively, who's coming back from injury, a guy that they have, you know, signed for like $1 million. This is not it. And so it's going to be one of those guys. You're already using Carlos Carrasco in the rotation because Gavin Williams wasn't ready, and hopefully he'll be ready somewhat soon before the end of the month. But you look at the options now, the Guardians, their best pitching prospects, besides Daniel Espino, who's hurt, they've got a kid named Alex Clemmie, who's a left-hander, but he's nowhere close to being a major leaguer. Their next best prospect is a kid named Joey Cantillo, who we've seen a little bit of. He's in AAA. Oh, he's out for 2 months. He's dealing with injury. I actually didn't realize that until earlier today. Your next top pitching prospect, Jackson Humphreys, another lefty, is a young kid. He's not ready for the big leagues yet. The Guardians don't have a pitching prospect that at all. And unless a guy comes out of left field, there's nobody. So your options are Curry, Gaddis, Lively, Cade Smith has pitched out of the bullpen. Maybe they turn to him. He's done a nice job so far. But there is no big-time starting pitching prospect that is ready to pitch in the big leagues for the Guardians. Nobody. You look at their starting rotation in AAA, Columbus. Will Dion has made 2 starts. He's not a prospect. He's gotten smoked in his first 2 starts. He's given up 12 runs, 8 earned, 2 homers, and 16 base runners in 8 innings. Xavion Curry has started a game down in the minors in AAA. It's journeyman. Hunter Stanley, Connor Gillespie. None of these guys are prospects. None of them. And it's not good. I mean, I hate to be doom and gloom, but it's the Guardians are going to have to overcome a situation that is going to be as hard to overcome as any. And now there's even more pressure on the young pitchers. Tristan McKenzie will go again tomorrow, I believe he pitches. Carrasco's going today. McKenzie's pitching tomorrow. He looked awful in his first start. The velocity was down. You worry about his arm. when after he didn't have Tommy John last year. And we'll see what they do on opening day. Will they go to Logan Allen? Because of the off day yesterday, he could pitch on full rest. So they could go Logan Allen, move up Allen, move up Bibee. And then for the third game of the White Sox series, you'd have to have somebody else. So by Wednesday, you'll have to make a decision. We'll see. But it just sucks. Hopefully the Guardians keep winning. Maybe it'll force the hand of the front office to make a trade. The potential, and this is all terrible. I'll say the only thing to keep an eye on at the end of the year, or maybe even before the end of the year, this could lead, the only silver lining to this, and it's really slim and it might not happen, is that the Guardians might keep Shane Bieber. Shane Bieber was set to, if he had a big year, to have a huge contract. He was definitely going to leave at the end of the year. Obviously, there was a possibility the Guardians were going to trade him before the deadline. That's all out the window. He's not getting a big contract. Brandon Woodruff, similar level pitcher, quite as good, but a top pitcher, had surgery for the last year, and he got no offers this offseason, ended up re-signing with his team, the Brewers, for a two-year deal. Maybe the Guardians do that with Bieber, and maybe you get him for a year and a half additionally. I don't know, but whatever it is, it's not worth what he could have been this year, and that sucks. All right, that's going to do it for now. I'll be back on Monday. Thanks for joining. Make sure you hit the subscribe button. Make sure you hit the like button. And thanks to Brian Monzo for producing. I'll talk to you next time, where else, but right here in the bullpen with Adam the Bull, brought to you by Bet Rivers. See you, everybody.
Thanks for listening to The Bullpen with Adam the Bull on the Bet Rivers Network.